We are 103.9 WDKX, Wake Up Club, Rochester's number one station for hip-hop and R&B. Thank you for tuning in this morning here on the show. Now, we have all sorts of people that come on WDKX during the Wake Up Club and Memory Lane to talk a little bit about different things that go on in society. Like, for example, every Monday we talk money with Mama Mac. Every Tuesday we talk to law with Al Parisi. Every Wednesday we talk with Dr. Janice Harbin from Jordan Health. We're covering all these different things. One of the things that is in the future for us, and we're not afraid to talk about it, is the fact that technology is now interwoven into the world of the medical field. And what the iPhone, the future iPhones could possibly do have me a little bit uncomfortable, Syke.
Yeah, they're saying Apple is developing a software that can allow future iPhones to detect mental illness such as depression and other issues.
All right, so this would in some way be able to track what you're doing on your phone and find out, hey, somebody's not feeling good today. They may be looking up stuff. They may be doing stuff on the phone, and it senses something.
Go ahead, Ray.
Well, I just want to throw out there, and Syke can finish, but that there have been plenty of other companies that have tried to do this with the software, artificial intelligence. I believe Google was one of them. Facebook was one of them. There's quite a few companies that tried to do this already, but it just has not worked out.
Now, the ideal is in its early stages, but the company believes that it could make it to their phones one day. Now, this will work by analyzing the data your phone already collects about you, from sleep patterns to physical activities to the way you use your phone. And I find that very interesting because earlier this week, I shared with you that me and my son, we went to the movies and we caught the movie Free Guy, which is something similar to where it's pretty much, you know, the way you use your phone and the way they use your phone against you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. They collect the data, and that's why certain ads pop up on your phone that you may have mentioned once or twice, or something that you may have searched once or twice. And then next thing you know, you're seeing ads on that bad boy everywhere you go.
Now, for all the people that believe that this could work one day, there's also a lot of people that don't think it's a good idea.
I am very skeptical because I feel as if you still need to see a licensed therapist if you are dealing with something. I still believe in human beings, but that doesn't mean that this technology can't sense some warning signs. You know what I mean? Like, there might be things that you're looking up, constantly looking at an X, constantly, you know, maybe Googling stuff that you know full well. If you told somebody about, they'd be concerned about you with, but we can do searches anonymously and not tell anybody. Our phones tell us everything.
Yeah, well, you know, it like I said, it goes back to it. Mental health is something that's already a challenge to diagnose. And there are a lot of mental illnesses that are out there that just, you know, some people may have like bipolar disorder. They may mm-hmm. have it more severe than others. You know, so to try to diagnose someone, I think is a dangerous thing when it comes to your phone. Your phone trying to diagnose you and tell you, well, you have mental illness. You know, you suffer from depression. Well, how do you know? Mm-hmm. And this could actually make it worse than better, because if your phone pops up and something says, oh, well, you know, you have signs of schizophrenia. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, I feel healthy. Like, what in the world is going on? Like, I, you know, this isn't, it could actually do more damage than good. Mm. Mm. Because you're not seeing a mental health professional. You're looking in your phone and your phone is telling you something is wrong with you. That could send somebody into a spiral, a downhill spiral.
This is why we always talk to the professionals and ask the advice of those that are trained to answer questions in this field. Get more information at WDKX.com or click on the WDKX app. Find out what's going on, available for Android iPhone users. We are 103.9 WDKX.